I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to another episode of the Self-Build Plus podcast, where we chat with self-builders, suppliers, and experts about all things home building and renovating in Ireland on both sides of the border. I'm Astrid Matson, your host and the editor of Self-Build magazine.
Tonight we'll be discussing a topic that's obviously on every self-builder's mind, which is the rising cost of materials due to both supply bottlenecks and high demand. So our guest tonight is Pádraig Rogers of mybuildingsupplies.ie, who's here to give us an idea of what's going on, and most importantly, what self-builders can do about it, because we're all a proactive bunch, aren't we? Thanks for joining us, Pádraig.
No problem, Astrid. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me to join.
So it's a bit of a perfect storm, isn't it? Like at the moment with this whole, the cost of materials. I mean, I was researching the topic and I saw that U.S. timber processing industry for timber, they actually had a polar storm, which I thought was a bit ironic. So that caused disruptions to production, things like that. So we're obviously importing stuff. We have our own licensing issues with timber here in the Republic. Our native timber products are limited as well. So there's also like the other dimension of Germany. They're struggling to get materials. We obviously import a lot from there. I think everyone tries to do local, but that's an issue. Apparently, they haven't experienced anything like this in decades in terms of bottlenecks. So and then we have Brexit and all that paperwork, which is extra fun, and then pent up demand, obviously, because we've all been in lockdown. Everyone's very keen to get building. So I guess for the bad news in a way, like, can you give us an idea of how much more expensive things are now for self-builders in terms of materials than it was before the pandemic? We could start with timber because those prices, is the big one, isn't it?
Timber is the big one at the moment. I'd love to be able to say really positive stuff, but it's very, very difficult at the moment out there. And every time we as merchants go to buy timber on maybe a weekly or a fortnightly basis, the rise in costs in some cases is 15-20%. And even since January, we've seen a 45% jump in the price per cubic meter, what we buy it in. So at today's price, it has gone up approximately 45% since January. That's just timber alone.
To put it
in perspective, this time last year, we're nearly at twice the price as it was this time last year.
Okay. Heading
further, I'm told today, I was told it's heading even more in July and August.
Okay. And is that due to Brexit, or is it due to the licensing issues, or what's the reason for it?
it's Brexit, but it's also we import from Sweden, and a lot of America are they're just hoovering up anything that's in the market. They're buying from Germany, they're buying from Sweden, and they're paying over and above what Ireland would be paying currently at the moment. They're actually, one man told me today that they're paying nearly twice what we're paying at the moment in America for timber.
Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah. Right.
And that's just a couple of hours ago I heard that.
So, yeah. So obviously that means all your rafters, if you're building with timber frame as well, yeah. Like all that kind of, is it for board materials as well, or is it mostly for lengths of timber?
It's lengths of timber, but it's having a knock-on effect to board materials as well. Plywoods, OSB boards, MDF, all getting 20 to 25% in July.
Okay.
So where it's going to stop, no one knows. But I don't know. I don't think it can go much further here in Ireland, because people won't be able to afford it, number one. And but maybe I'm wrong. If the demand is there, people maybe still will keep paying for it. But it's very hard for merchants or online websites like ourselves, because you can do a quotation for somebody, but it can only last maybe 5 to 7 days, because the next time we have to replenish the stock, and if half of the order that person would want to get off us, if we don't have it, that it's gone to somebody else, the new stock coming in is dearer, so we have to pass on some of those costs to the consumer, which we don't like having to do, but we've no choice at the moment.
So then so short term, we're looking at, it looks like it will continue, is what you're saying. Like
longer definitely, term, definitely, I'm hearing in the market there'll be no improvement this side of Christmas in price wise.
Okay.
And even it could go into Q2 of next year, they're talking about, before the market settles down and stocks become more even out and prices stabilizing. But who knows? I really don't know. Is the answer, is the short answer. But one time we used to know every 3 or 4 weeks the stock we were buying and the cost of it. But on a daily basis now we're ringing suppliers just to make sure they have it, number one. But what price are they going to charge for number two?
And it wasn't that yo-yo effect that you used to get before? Were the prices fairly stable, or just like, would it just go up with inflation, or?
Even this time last year, like, prices were very stable. I know we were in lockdown, and still there was a lot of DIY going on and self-building that were allowed to continue maybe by yourself. But prices were very static and stable. Okay, there was a shortage, but this mad increase that we're seeing now wasn't in the market this time last year.
Right, okay.
Like steel mesh for foundations, like, we used to normally retail the 10 mil, just to give you an example, the normal sheets of reinforcing mesh that you put in your foundations. Normally it used to be about 66, 67 euro. Today, it's 92 euro.
Right. Okay. And steel in general is just anecdotally, even here, you know, just people trying to get, you know, structural steel or rebar or anything really is very hard to even get, especially supporting steel, I think.
Yes, difficult, very difficult.
Yeah. And what's the story with steel then? Like, why is every single material, you know, it's like...
It's shipping costs, container costs. Shipping costs are very expensive. We're being told that containers used to be 2,500 are now 10, 12, 14, 15,000. Even one person quoted yesterday 18,000 for a container. So I don't know.
Right. Because shipping costs used to be fairly cheap. I mean, if you divided it up by,
correct,
like, the container is huge, so it barely cost anything before.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So that's having a knock-on effect. The increases most days now you hear of 15, 20, 25% on products.
Okay. And insulation.
It's baffling, Astra, to be honest. It's very difficult for us.
I suppose we're on the receiving end. We're not. So insulation, I suppose insulation was already a problem even before the pandemic. I remember there was a bit of price inflation on that. But again with like just the supply bottlenecks. I think all the chemicals industry, they're having trouble just even sourcing materials to make the insulation products. So what's the story there in terms of what's been happening for all
insulation suppliers currently for the next 3 months are putting merchants on allocation. So over a 3 month period, June, July, August of last year, you get an allocation of what you bought for those 3 months. That's your allocation this year as well. So as a result, we would need an awful lot more than we would have bought last June, July, and August. But all I can get is that same amount. So that's happened. I'm just one merchant, but that's across the board, across the country. Everyone is telling me that. So what your underfloor insulation, your cavity wall insulation, your thermal liners, all of that is just delayed. It's coming and it's on a smaller scale, but where we used to get maybe 4 or 5, 6, 7 deliveries per month, we're now only getting 3. You know, so.
Right. Okay. And so that inflates the cost, I presume?
The cost went up in May, and as a result, there was a mad panic buy because it coincided with the easing of the building restrictions, the COVID restrictions for building, I should say.
For all building,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And as a result, everybody started ordering, and the suppliers couldn't cope with the demand. So as a result, they said the only way to be fair to everyone is give an allocation to every merchant in the country.
Okay. And so give me an idea of cost and before for your standard, let's say,
so for
600 mil. Yeah.
So are you talking about the underfloor insulation or the cavity wall?
Both. Go ahead.
Yeah. So underfloor insulation, let's say 150 mil for your underfloor would have been
PIR?
PIR. Yeah. So that would have been approximately €71 there pre-May, and it's now €81 per sheet.
Okay.
So 60 sheets in a house, that's an extra €600 straight away on your floor insulation. And your cavity wall insulation, say 100 bales of it, would have approximately gone up maybe 250 a bale. So that's another 250. So that's €850 extra for your cavity wall and your underfloor insulation, just on that product alone.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So then apparently with along with timber, I think roof tiles and roofing membranes are products that are also
because they're affected by that same product or the same material that would be used for making the piping, and it's all a byproduct. So that there's a stock shortage worldwide on that. So as a result, that's not going to affect the price. They're having to pay more to get it in, to get it manufactured. So a roll of felt has gone up about €10-12 per roll.
Right. And what was the base price
for a roll of felt? On the quality. It said the cheapest felt used to be €56, is now €66. The dearest felt used to be €145. That's now €160. So
right.
It's €10-15 per roll. So over a roof where you'd have 4 or 5 rolls, €60, €70. Slates have gone up 6%.
6%.
Yeah. Roof tiles 10%.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And how about the more local stuff, I suppose, concrete stuff that, well, not concrete, cement, I should say, and cement, sands cement and quarried stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's no issue. There's no issue. You'll wait.
Okay.
There might be a 2 or 3 day wait on that. But lentils, if they're not there in stock in your local supplier, the next delivery that I'm told in some of the suppliers could be 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But blocks, sand, cement, aggregate, not that I'm aware of currently. It's coming, but it's maybe a day or two behind where it should be, depending on your area. But we get regular deliveries of that product, cement, sand, blocks, within 2 or 3 days. No issue there.
Okay.
That I'm aware of, and it was currently.
Okay, yeah. And one of the members there is asking about lime plaster.
I'm not up to speed on lime
plaster. You wouldn't supply. It's a bit of a specialist product, I suppose.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And how about stuff like wiring, copper, things like that, for the plumbers and the electricians and things?
Yeah, cable, electrical cable. Again, 20-25% copper pipe, 20-25% lead has got a 15% increase in the last few days. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And is that the only increase lead had, or was there?
Lead, yeah, that I'm aware of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It has been pretty stable up to the last, I suppose, couple of weeks, but it's gone up 15% actually. Yeah.
Mm.
Copper
and pipe. There's something. Oh yeah, go ahead. Copper.
I think there's a perception out there in South Bills and in the market in general at the moment. There is stock shortages, but we all have stock. Do you know?
Okay, that's good news.
You know, it might be limited in some areas, but overall, all merchants that I know of are very well stocked. But there is delays coming behind them. So if you buy a roof today, say for argument's sake, if you build a new house, you check with your local merchant, you get your quotation, they'll tell you we have 90% of it. It's there for you today if you want it, but somebody else could be waiting behind to get the same material. So your roof might be gone if you ring the next day. Do you know what I'm saying? But there will be other stock coming in, but it could be 2 weeks after that, if you know what I'm saying.
The schedules
have been put out. There's a perception out there, oh God, some merchants have no stock at all. That may be the case, but a lot of us that are buying on a daily basis, we're keeping stocks rolling. So while stock might be gone today, there's stock coming in behind it, albeit not as quick as it used to be.
So then the quotes are valid for a week, you were saying earlier, is it?
Yeah, roughly? That's all we can do.
How long would you normally leave a quote open for?
Normal
times,
2 weeks.
Yeah,
2 to 3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
And bricks was a weird one.
Sorry?
I think there's an issue with bricks as well, wasn't there?
Yeah,
import. So what's the story with bricks? Tell us.
I presume it's colored brick, red brick they're speaking about.
I think it was the imported stuff. So yeah.
Again, it's just transportation problems, Brexit, paperwork, X, Y, and Z. Yeah. But it's a lot of that. It's just held up in ports. And I know that there's I'm talking to a door company on a regular basis, and they've got 28 containers of doors ready to come back into the Irish market, but they're just waiting on them to come in. And they are, like I said, they're all stacked behind each other, but it's just slower and harder to get out of the ports because there's so much paperwork now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And stone and things like that, I suppose that would be, again, more the quarrying side, more local, maybe?
There's
imports too, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't think there would be none of the stone companies. I'm not hearing that. That's not...
Okay.
It's not.
I haven't heard anything, since we're on the topic of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because we're blessed because there is a lot of stone in the country. But I suppose, unless there's an issue with quarrying or something like that, but I'm not aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. And so then I suppose you're saying it's a bit of a crystal ball gazing exercise to even think about where things are going. For insulation, things like that, do we have any kind of indication from suppliers where things are going? Or because that would be kind of a one of the more expensive products as well to buy.
I'm not being smart, and I hope my suppliers won't wrap me across the knuckles for saying this, but they tell you one thing one day, and then you ring them to see is it definitely coming tomorrow or the day after, and they've shifted the delivery date out another week. So it's very difficult to plan, but they told me the last conversation that things will improve, but not in the short term.
Okay. And any other products, like what's staying stable? Where do we have a bit of good news with?
Well, sanitaryware definitely has improved, and
prices have gone down for that, have they?
They've stabilized. Stabilized. Now, there is some companies that we purchase sanitaryware off are putting on a temporary surcharge because they're being charged more for their containers. So it's a temporary thing for maybe a 3 month period, and they're going to be addressing it after that. If the shipping costs drop, they'll obviously won't be charging that extra surcharge. So as a result, us merchants won't be charging it onto the end user.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of tips, advice to try to manage the cost increases for self-builders?
Do your homework. Don't get caught out if you're going for a mortgage. Don't overstretch yourself, would be my advice. I'm not looking to do myself out of a sale, but I'm being honest and straight. And that's we've seen it all before in the last recession, where the Celtic Tiger was here. Everyone was borrowing and buying expensive houses and overspending on their house. Do it within your budget. If you think it's too much and you can't afford it, my advice is don't buy it and don't overstretch yourself.
Would it be a good idea to hold off and till after Christmas if people have a site and they're thinking of starting to build now? If you were building, would you do that?
If I was building, and I'm just speaking for myself.
Yeah, obviously we don't have a crystal ball, so.
Yeah, exactly. And if you wanted to, everyone needs housing, and we all need houses. You asked me the question, would I build at the moment? I would. As I said, there's a bit of a misconception out there that materials are short, there is shortages. But if you shop around, there is materials out there. Now, you may have to forage for them and hunt for them, but or go online like ourselves. We do have materials, and there is materials in the marketplace. Price, make sure you get your prices and shop around and do your research. But no, don't be afraid.
And compare like with like, I suppose, as well.
Exactly. But it's not, if it gets too expensive, well, then people know what to do at that stage, you know.
Yeah.
Don't overstretch themselves, because mortgages have to be paid, and repayments have to be paid every month on your mortgage.
Yeah, and in the north there, I think there's quite a few incentives now. It's going to get easier to get mortgages again, and they're trying to stimulate things.
Yeah,
and
they
I
are.
Think
and you know,
we're looking at doing something similar.
Governments are going to step in as well. The governments are well aware of the stock shortages. They've all been told about it. So. They'll have to try and intervene somewhere along the line.
But what can they do?
You'd be surprised what some of them can do.
Well, enlighten me.
I know. I only say I honestly don't know, but I'm sure they can. They're going to have to revisit the Brexit situation. In some shape or form.
Right. With all this paperwork that's holding things up,
that's
the ports
They're going to have to intervene, They're going to have to get consignments moving quicker.
Yeah. So that's still a serious bottleneck then. I would have thought they would have figured this out with...
Wouldn't you think at this stage,
By this stage, I know when you start something, obviously, you have to get used to uploading your documents. But once you know what documents you need, you'd think that they would have them and it would work. But obviously not. Okay.
And I know there's a lot of people working remotely, and I suppose it's not the same, as being in offices together. So maybe that could be a contributing factor as well, the paperwork not moving faster than normally would.
Okay, yeah. And what do you think of cross-border shopping? I mean, you know, depending on the exchange rate, some people have made some pretty good savings and, is it something to consider?
Again, as I said earlier, you know, shopping around, you know.
Yeah. Regardless, where you're getting it from.
But as long as you make sure you're getting the right materials and that they have all the relevant CE markings on it. So be careful not to be buying materials that are not properly passed for house building, you know.
In the Republic, yeah.
Yeah.
And vice versa, because now obviously we did, because I suppose with the building regulations, there used to be a lot of British standard stuff, and then that was moved to European standards. Yeah. So obviously, to make sure and that it complies with the regs. Both ways. Yeah, depending on what you're buying, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because even felt or anything, like, it needs to comply with the local requirements. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you work out how much you think material price increases are adding to the cost of building a house? It's kind of like having to do all the calculations, so you probably didn't do them, but do you have a...
Based on a rough, like, just purely self-build, not...
Self-build,
Not employing a builder to do it or anything like that. On an average house, a 2,200 or 2,300 square foot house, I'd be not knowing the price of doors and windows, and I know they've taken a hike as well. I suppose you could be looking at an extra between 12.5, 15, 17 grand on that type of house.
Okay. And contractor led, main contractor?
You could be double that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be anything with 30 grand.
Mm.
You know. Mm. That's the sort of figures I'm hearing.
Yeah. And are you witnessing an increase in activity? There's an increase in demand.
There is, huge demand.
Yeah, okay.
That's, as a result, that's pulling the materials quicker from all the merchants, you know, and they're not coming back quick enough from the suppliers. So that's the part we need to fix.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And any other tips, advice? I suppose opening a builder's merchant account. Maybe you guys are an online. But you also have a bricks and mortar store, don't you?
We do indeed, yeah. We're originally a bricks and mortar store, and we built our website, which we just finished in January of 2020 last year, and then lockdown came in, so our only source of selling was on our website, mybuildingsupplies.ie, and it went from zero to where it is now in a very quick space time. So we're 15 months into our online, and we're actually in the process of rebuilding our whole website, which we hope to, we're launching the new version of it in 3 to 4 weeks.
Great.
We actually have an online portal which will be coming behind it for our tradespeople and self-builders that we hope to launch probably August, September, where you'll be able to go in and do a quote builder. You'll be able to get all your quotes. You'd be able to build your own quotes, be able to set up your own account. It'd be a debit account, so you'd pay into it upfront, and you'd be able to view all your invoices, your statement, and you'd be able to manage your whole account on the B2B side of it, the portal. We're very excited. We've been seven months in rebuilding the whole thing from scratch, so it's
It shows the demand, and I suppose obviously with shops being closed, but I mean that is a big you know, something that is beneficial to self builders is to open an account with a builder's merchant, because then you usually get 30 days credit. It's a bit like having a credit card almost on your account. It helps with cash flow is what I'm saying.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And also you would get trade discounts as well.
which and you would get the same trade discounts as a tradesperson.
Almost,
for self-builder.
Almost. not quite, but not far off it. Yeah, absolutely. So that
obviously helps. And applying is fairly straightforward, I suppose. What would you need to supply to apply for a self-build account to a builder's merchant?
You need to, proof of, you need to have an ID and three proof addresses. And we look for, if you're looking for a credit account, we obviously want look for the mortgage approval letter. And we would also seek a deposit up front to activate the account. So you'd be putting money in and drawing materials against it. But on the plus side of that, you're availing of better discounts, trade discounts as a result. Some cases, materials, maybe 8, 10, 12% of what you would be paying across the counter.
Yeah,
depending on the products.
Yeah, so and that helps.
So over a build, over a material cost of maybe 70,000 or 80,000, you'd be probably saving yourself 10%. In some cases, in sanitary wear, we can actually do 20%. So it's a big saving.
Yeah, it does add up at the end of the day. Yeah, and absolutely. And you can build, I suppose, a relationship with your
absolutely
your builder's merchant as well for deliveries and things. Do you charge for deliveries? Because I noticed my builder's merchant used to not charge me. Now they charge me for delivery. So is that now the new thing?
There is delivery charges, to be honest. We're open to speaking. If people want to speak to us, they can speak to us. We deliver nationwide currently. We use outside couriers at the moment. All our small stuff goes with Fastway and DPD, but we also, for the pallet stuff, the big building materials, we have to send with the pallet network.
And they're about 50 quid, aren't they? Well, they used to be. It's probably more now per
depending
pallet.
depending on the products, but yes, a 4-foot pallet we can do around the country for about €38, and an 8-foot by 4-foot pallet approximately €65-70, you know.
Yeah,
and we guarantee within three days.
Yeah, so I suppose in terms of cost, it is something to look into for, you know, when you're comparing your quotes. It's not just the materials themselves, and to remember that oftentimes it wouldn't be, the VAT wouldn't necessarily be added, so in the quotes, isn't that right? Or would you guys always include VAT in your quotes?
Oh no, we always include, the VAT is always included at the bottom of the quote.
Just to check for that, I suppose.
But once we have our new online portal set up on the new version of the mybuildingsupplies.ie side of things, you will actually be able to build your own quote, and you'll be able to go in and see all the exact pricing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing, because there's not too many merchants in the country that can offer that facility, but we have it. And we're very excited. We're rolling it out come August.
Yeah, I think quite a few merchants are going that way, which is logical. I mean, Haldane Fisher, I think, have a, that's the, I think they're more based in the north.
That's right, that's correct.
But obviously it's about shopping around and seeing what works
and
compare it and making sure you factor in deliveries as well.
While we're salespeople, and we want to, obviously we have to sell our materials, we're on the side of the customer as well. We're a family run business, and we very much look after our customers, and we want them to feel comfortable dealing with us, and we actually are on the side of the customer. Some customers might think we're charging expensive, but we're here to advise as well. And you know, we don't charge for advice, and we're very easy to get on with. And we want to help the self builders out there, you know.
Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, the builders merchants do have usually have quite a lot of knowledge of even small jobs and things of how to tackle them.
We've got good staff, we've got really good staff. And we're very proud of it. And, you know, they work with us well, and, you know, they're very proud of their own jobs as well, you know. But we are, honestly, deep down in my heart and soul, we're here to help the set builder, you know.
Well, listen, thanks very much for your time. I don't know if there was anything else you wanted mentioned, or if anybody else had questions. I didn't see any other questions, I don't think. I think we're done, aren't we?
I hope I've been of some help to you all out there, and you can drop us a line at any time. mybuildingsupplies.ie. And we'd be delighted to answer any questions or queries you'd have. And Astrid, I'd like to thank you very much for asking me to come on tonight.
Well, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem, anytime.
That's it for this Self-Build Plus podcast episode. Tune in next time for more tips and advice from experts and self-builders alike. And make sure to explore everything Self-Build Plus has to offer. The Self-Build Plus journey guides you through the process of building and home improving. The Self-Build Plus forum allows you to share and learn from other self-builders. While the Self-Build Plus videos and our Self-Build Plus virtual events are packed with information and advice. With Self-Build, stop dreaming, start building.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.